Amen. Chop pitch breakdown for warm take style grit in Ableton Live 12. Advanced workflow, let's go. Today you're building that classic jungle and drum and bass moment where the amen feels like it's getting chewed up by the machine, pitching down like a record melting, but when the drop hits, everything snaps back tight, heavyweight, and clean. The key is control. We're not just slapping distortion on the break. We're chopping clean, printing smart, pitching in a way that stays musical, and adding grit in parallel so we keep punch. Before you touch anything, set your project tempo somewhere DNB friendly. 170 to 176 is home base. I'll imagine 174. Now drag your amen break onto an audio track. In the clip view, turn warp on. Start with warp mode set to beats. Preserve should be transients. And set the envelope somewhere around 20 to 40. Lower values are sharper. Higher values smear more. For now, we want tight. Turn on loop, and make sure your loop is exactly one or two bars. Not close enough. Exactly. This is one of those boring steps that saves you an hour later. Quick teacher note, we're using beats mode first because it's like putting the brake on rails while you prepare. Beats mode can sound choppy when you start doing pitch drops, but it's great for getting the timing and transients locked before we start the abuse. Now right-click that audio clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Use the built-in slicing preset for transients. Ableton creates a drum rack full of slices plus a MIDI clip that plays the break. Open that drum rack and take a second to find the pads you'll actually use. Usually you've got your kick slice, your snare slice, ghost notes, and then those classic turnaround bits that make the amen feel like it's chasing itself. Color code or group the pads you rely on. This isn't cosmetic. On advanced sessions, workflow speed is sound design. If you can't find your slices instantly, you won't experiment. Here's an advanced routing move that keeps everything clean. Inside the drum rack, create return chains. Not the mixer returns, the drum rack's own returns. Build one return called tape dirt, and optionally another called error room. This keeps your amen processing self-contained, so you can drag the whole rat to another project and it behaves the same. Now we get into the main event, the pitch breakdown. There are two ways to do it. You can pitch each slice individually, which is chaotic and very chop science, but it's a lot of work. The cleaner, more repeatable method is to pitch the whole break as one printed audio clip. That's what we're doing today, because it gives you that cohesive everything falls together sound, like a DJ trick or a tape machine dying. Route your drum rack track to an audio track named Amen Bus. In the drum rack track, set audio to that bus. On Amen Bus, drop an audio effect rack. We'll fill it in later. Now create a new audio track called Amen Print. Set its input to Amen Bus. Record 8 bars of your groove, including the part that will become the breakdown. This is important. Don't print only the breakdown. Print enough that you can place it musically in the arrangement. As soon as you print it, duplicate that track or that clip. Make one version called Amen Print Safe. No devices, no extra processing, warp correct. This is your insurance policy. Then make your working version called Amen Print Melt. That's where you get aggressive. On Amen Print Melt, choose your warp mode for the breakdown. This is where the vibe changes dramatically. If you want smoother, more record-like behavior, try Complex Pro. Set formants around 0, and start the envelope around 80 to 120 depending on the material. If you want gritty, grainy, dystopian jungle energy, use texture. Texture plus filtering is instant old sampler being tortured. Now draw the pitch fall. Go to clip envelopes. Choose clip, then transposition. Over 2 bars, draw a ramp from 0 semitones down to negative 7 or negative 12. Negative 12 is the full octave plunge and it's a classic. But here's the trick. Don't leave it as a perfect straight line. At the end, add a little wobble. Tiny steps like negative 10, negative 12, negative 11, negative 12. You're telling the ear this is unstable, not this is automation. Even better, do a two-stage collapse. First, a quick dip to negative 3 or negative 5, like the platter got nudged. Hold it for a moment. Then slide down to negative 12 with a slightly uneven curve. This reads like mechanical failure, not a clean effect. Now, coach note. Clip envelopes are great because you can copy-paste the clip and it carries the motion. But if you can, do your big pitch fall in arrangement automation, especially when you want to stage multiple things together. The filter closing, the stereo narrowing, the dirt rising, maybe the room tail creeping in. Arrangement view is where you make the breakdown feel like one continuous performance gesture, not a bunch of separate tricks. Next, tape style grit. Dock devices only, but it has to feel expensive. The biggest mistake people make is saturating the main chain until the break goes flat and brittle. We're going parallel. Back on Amen Bus. In that audio effect rack, create two chains. One is clean punch. The other is tape dirt. On clean punch, start with EQ8. High pass at about 25 to 35 Hz, 24 dB per octave. This is just safety and headroom. If it's boxy, make a small dip 2 to 4 dB around 250 to 400 Hz, Q around 1.2. And if after everything you feel like the brake lost a bit of sparkle, you can do a very gentle shelf up 1 or 2 dB around 6 to 10 kHz. Don't pre-hype it yet, just clean. Then put glue compressor. Attack at 0.3 milliseconds to keep it snappy. Release on auto. Ratio 2 to 1. Adjust threshold to get 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Soft clip on, but subtle. This chain is your spine. It keeps the groove readable. Now the fun chain. Tape dirt. First device. Saturator. Set the type to soft sine or analog clip. Drive somewhere around plus 4 to plus 10 dB. You can go higher than you think because it's parallel. Soft clip on. Turn color on. Then match the output so you're not being tricked by loudness. That's a huge one. Always level match your dirt path. After saturator, add redux, but gently. Keep bit reduction at 0. Use sample rate reduction just a little, maybe down to 10 to 18 kHz. Tiny moves. The goal is crunch dust, not arcade drums. Then EQ 8 to do the tape roll off. Low pass at about 10 to 14 kHz. 12 dB per octave. If there's a harsh bite, notch a couple dB around 3.5 to 5 kHz. Now drum bus. Drive 5 to 15%. Crunch 5 to 20%. Boom 0 to 10, but careful. The Amen low end can turn to soup fast. A big trick here is transients slightly negative, like minus 5 to minus 15. So it smooths like tape. But remember, only on the dirt chain. We're keeping the clean chain punchy. Then one more glue compressor to print the dirt. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 4 to 1. Aim for 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction. This make the dirt feel like one glue texture rather than random spikes. Now blend the chains. Keep clean punch at 0 dB. Bring up tape dirt until you miss it when it's off. That's the test. If it's obvious as an effect, you're probably too hot. Often the dirt chain ends up 6 to 12 dB lower than the clean chain. Here's the concept to lock in. Tape vibe is high frequency softening plus compression glue plus harmonic density. It's not just more distortion. Now we combine pitch motion with tape instability, and this is where the breakdown becomes cinematic. On Amen print melt, at a small effects rack, start with shifter. Set mode to pitch, coarse at 0. Then automate fine between about minus 5 and plus 5 cents. Keep the mix low, maybe 10 to 30%. You can draw slow, uneven automation so it feels like wow and flutter rather than a perfect LFO. Add auto filter next. Use an LP24 filter. Automate cutoff from around 14 kHz down to somewhere between 4 and 8 kHz through the breakdown. Resonance low, 0.2 to 0.8. Keep it classy. Add a touch of drive only if it needs attitude. Optional but powerful. Utility for stereo focus. Automate width from 100% down to 60 to 80 during the fall. Then on the drop, slam it back to 100. That contrast makes the drop feel wider and more violent without even adding volume. Now a really useful pro move. Build a single macro that performs the breakdown. Put these devices in an audio effect rack and map one macro to multiple parameters at once. Map the filter cutoff down. Map shifter mix up slightly. Map utility width down. Map saturation drive up a touch. Map a tiny reverb send up just a bit. Now you can perform the entire melt with one automation lane. That's not just convenient, it makes the breakdown feel cohesive, because everything moves together like one machine failing. Speaking of reverb, if you use it, think room print, not big reverb. Hybrid reverb in convolution mode, tiny room or ambience impulse response, decay under half a second, low pass the return, and keep it barely there. The listener should feel air, not hear a tail. Now let's make sure the pitch drop doesn't fight your bass. When you transpose the breakdown 7 or 12 semitones, the perceived weight shifts into the low mids. Use live 12 spectrum to check what's building up. A common fix is cutting 120 to 250 Hz on the break during the fall, so your bass note stays clear. You're basically preventing the break from pretending it's the sub. The Amen is not your sub. If you want a seriously advanced variation, split band pitching. Duplicate Amen print melt into two tracks. On the low band track, low pass around 200 to 300 Hz and do little or no pitch fall. maybe negative 2 semitones at most. On the high band track, high pass around the same point and do the full pitch fall plus wobble. Blend them. This keeps impact while the top end melts dramatically. It's one of the most reliable ways to make the breakdown huge without turning to mud. Now arrangement. Here's a proven 16-bar story.